Ben Sora Umora. A wadin are really used with the highest skila. Meim esainata ben Sora Umora. At what age could a boy become a ben Sora Umora and be highest skila? Mishiyabi steisaros ba'achi yakiv zokin. From the age that he reaches 13 years old and gets steisaros, two pubic hairs, up to the age that his erva is surrounded by saros, this is a period of time that a boy could become a ben Sora Umora. This is a period of about 3 months. Hatachton v'lo ha'elyon. The zaken that the Chachamim are referring to over here is the lower zaken, the makom erva, and not the upper zaken. Elish hadibru chachamim v'lashon nekiyah. The reason why the Chachamim call this a zaken is the Chachamim tried to speak in the cleanest language possible. Shenemar. How do we know this is the age to become a ben Sora Umora? As the pasuk says, kiyah leish ben. When somebody has a ben v'lo bav, ben v'lo ish. We can infer from the lesson ben that only a boy could become a ben Sora Umorer, not a girl. We also can infer from the lesson ben that only a boy would become a ben Sora Umorer, not an ish, and from the age that his zakin hatachton is malay, he is no longer a boy, he is now an ish, and he would not be chayav skila for being a ben Sora Umorer. Hakatan pater shelo ba lekla mitzvos. And younger than the age of 13, also he cannot become a ben Sora Umorer, and at that age he is a katan and is not yet chayav in mitzvah, so therefore he cannot be punished by bezin. So the period of ben Sora Umorer is only a period of 3 months, from when he reaches 13 years old and has desaros ad sheyakiv zaken atachton. What does a ben Sora Umorer have to do to be chayav skila? Mishiyochol tartum abasur. He has to eat a large quantity of meat. A tartamer meat is half a maneh of meat. He has to eat the meat partially cooked like the bandits eat it. And he has to drink a half a log of Italian wine, which is very good wine and can seduce somebody to continue drinking wine. He has to drink this wine only partially diluted like the bandits drink wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer maneh basar. Rabbi Yossi says he has to eat and drink double the amount that the Tanna Kamma says. He has to eat a maneh of meat and a log of wine. Achol b'chaburas mitzvah. If he eats the basar and drinks the wine by a suddas mitzvah such as at a chasana. Achol b'ibur achodesh. If he eats the meat and drinks the wine by a suddas ibur achodesh, which is when Bezdin is ma'abir the chodesh, they extend the month and make it a chodesh of 30 days, they would make a suda to publicize the fact that the chodesh is 30 days. And this suda was done very simply with just pot and kidneys, bread and beans. And this 13-year-old boy brought meat and wine there and ate the basar and drank the yain by the suda's mitzvah. Even so, he would not become a ben Sora Umorer since it is a suda's mitzvah. Acha Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If the basar and yain was Meiser Sheni, and he ate and drank the basar and yain in Yerushalayim, which is a mitzvah, he would not become a ben Sora Umorah. Achal nevelos utrefos shkatzim uramasim. If he eats nevelos trefos shkatzim uramasim, in such a case he would not become a ben Sora Umorah. As the pasuk says, enenu shomea bekolenu, the parents complain that the boy does not listen to us. And we infer from there that the only thing the ben Sora Umorah is doing wrong is that he is not listening to his parents. But in this case, where he ate nevelos trefos shkatzim or a muslim, not only does he not listen to his parents, he doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. He would not become a ben Sora Umorah in that case. Achal davar shehu mitzvah v'davar shehu avera. If the ben Sora Umorah eats the meat and drinks the wine, the mitzvah, he ate it, for example, by Tanchume Avelim, who is comforting Avelim, even though this is only a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, he would not become a ben Sora Umorah. Or if the meat and the wine was eaten and drunk by Avera, for example, was eaten on a fast day, any fast day other than Yom Kippur, is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Even so, he would not become a Ben Sora Umora if he eats it on a tiny Tzibur. Achol kol maichol v'lo achol basar. If the Ben Sora Umora eats a large quantity of food other than meat, shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yayin, or he guzzles a large quantity of liquids other than wine, even if these liquids are alcoholic, enu nasa ben Sora Umora ad sheyocho basar v'yishte yayin. He would not become a ben Sora Umora unless he eats meat and drinks wine. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, zolal v'sovet. that he eats ravenously meat and he guzzles wine. Even though we do not have a clear-cut proof that Zola refers only to meat and Silva refers only to wine, we do have a hint that Zola is referring to meat and Silva is referring to wine. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Al tehi b'Silva yayin b'Zolalei basar lomo. Do not be one of those that guzzles wine and ravenously eats meat. So we see that Sove refers to wine and Zolel refers to meat, but we do not have a raya that Sove refers only to wine and Zolel refers only to meat.